Okay, so you've handed us cybersecurity101.pdf, which, I mean, clearly you're ready to get serious about digital safety.
Smart move.
Yeah, and this whole digital identity thing, it's like we're leaving invisible fingerprints everywhere online, right?
It's true.
And just like in those detective movies, all those little clues, they add up.
Exactly.
But in this case, instead of solving a crime, someone could be using it to, really mess with your life.
But it doesn't have to be that way. A little knowledge goes a long way, right? This PDF is a perfect place to start. It really drives home just how much is out there about us online.
Yeah, for sure.
So let's talk about the threats, but more importantly, what are the steps we can take to protect ourselves right now?
Okay, so the PDF jumps right into understanding digital identity. And wow, eye-opening is an understatement. It's not just like our names and addresses, it's so much more.
Oh, absolutely. We're talking browsing history, online purchases, even something as simple as liking a photo on social media. It all feeds into this thing we call your digital shadow.
Okay. Digital shadow, that's a good way to put it. So that's where it gets interesting, right? Because now identity theft, it's not just about someone draining your bank account. It's using your information to, I don't know, manipulate you or even damage your reputation.
Yeah, think of it like having your identity stolen in the real world, but the stakes can feel even higher online.
Definitely. So we know our data is out there, which brings us to the big question, how is it actually being exploited? The PDF gets into some of the common threats, and honestly, it felt like I was reading a crime thriller. Phishing, malware, password attacks, it's a lot.
It is.
And, as much as I try to stay on top of things, I'm sure I'm not immune to all of this stuff.
Honestly, none of us are. What makes these tactics so effective is that they prey on human nature.
That's true.
Take phishing, for example. You get an email, it looks totally legit, maybe offering something too good to be true.
Oh, I've been there.
And because we're all busy, or maybe a little too trusting sometimes, we click without thinking. Boom, just like that, you've basically handed over the keys to your digital life.
It's scary how easy that could be.
Yeah, they've gotten very good at it.
The PDF doesn't sugarcoat things either.
Right.
Like, it acknowledges that even strong passwords aren't always enough anymore.
Yeah.
Honestly, that was a little bit of a wake-up call.
Yeah, and that's why two-factor authentication, or 2FA, is so crucial. Think of it as like the new baseline for online security, just like wearing a seatbelt in a car. It might seem like a small thing,
Right.
but it can drastically reduce your risk.
And it's usually as simple as what, getting a code sent to your phone or something.
Exacto.
Way better than the alternative of, having your accounts compromised.
Being proactive is key. Putting those extra layers of security in place just gives you that peace of mind.
It's funny, 2FA is one of those things I knew about it, but just never got around to actually setting it up. You think, oh, it won't happen to me, or it's just too much hassle. But reading through this PDF, like, it's at the top of my to-do list now, that's for sure. Speaking of things that can trip us up, the PDF also gets into malware, which honestly always sounded kind of mysterious to me. Like, what is it
Yeah,
exactly?
it's easy to picture it as these like little bugs crawling around in your computer,
Oh,
right?
yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's just software, right? But it's designed to, cause harm or steal your data. And what's so interesting is how it plays on our desire for convenience, maybe our curiosity. Think about those like free download buttons that pop up
Oh,
everywhere,
yeah.
or those links that promise you like exclusive content or something. But one click, that's all it takes. You might as well just open the door to your entire digital life.
Like that saying, curiosity killed the cat.
Exactly. But knowledge is power. Understanding how this stuff spreads and what to look for, that's your best defense. And luckily, the PDF gets into some really practical steps. It's like building a digital fortress around your data.
I like that. So what are some of those like digital bricks we should be using?
Well, good antivirus software, that's a must-have. Just like having, an alarm system on your house. Also, keeping your operating system, all your software, updated.
Oh, tell me about it. So many updates.
I know, but those updates, they often contain security patches, for vulnerabilities that have been discovered.
So it's like making sure the locks on your doors are, up to date. Would
Exactly.
make sense. Now, we touched on strong passwords earlier, but the PDF seems to like really hammer this point home. It even mentions these things called brute force attacks.
Yeah. A bit intense.
Sounds intense.
It is. That's when hackers use software to basically try tons and tons of different password combinations until they crack yours.
Oh, wow.
And that's why using that mix of uppercase, lowercase, numbers, symbols, it all helps.
Okay, but trying to remember a million different complicated passwords for every single thing, I feel like that's just a recipe for disaster.
It is, which is where password managers come in. Game changer.
Password managers, okay. Tell me more.
So it's like having a digital vault for all your passwords. So these tools, they generate and store super secure passwords for you, and you only have to remember one master password.
That's actually, okay, that sounds really helpful.
It is.
Shifting gears a bit, the PDF also spends a good amount of time on home network security. And I'll be honest, I haven't given this a ton of thought, but I'm realizing now it's pretty important.
It is crucial. Think of your home network as like the central hub for all your devices, computers, smartphones, you name it.
Even like smart appliances these days.
Exactly. So if that network's not secure, you're basically leaving the front door to your digital home wide open.
Yikes. Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that. So what are some simple things we can do to lock things down?
Well, number one, changing those default router passwords. You would be surprised how many people leave it as admin or password.
Oh, guilty as charged. I'm changing that as soon as we're done recording.
There you go. And here's another thing to consider. More and more devices these days are internet connected. So securing your home network is becoming even more crucial.
Right.
We're talking smart refrigerators, voice assistants. It's all part of this thing called the Internet of Things, or IoT for short.
Okay. That's amazing and terrifying at the same time. It's like the future is here.
It is.
But is it safe?
That's the question. But as with anything else, knowledge is power. So understanding, you know, the potential vulnerabilities and then taking steps to, you know, be proactive, we can still enjoy all the benefits while minimizing the risks. And it's not just about our own devices and data, right?
Right.
The PDF also gets into protecting children's digital identities. I mean, that is so important.
Huge. And as a parent myself, that section really like hit home for me. It's like, our kids are growing up in this digital age.
They are.
And it's our responsibility to, I don't know, give them the knowledge and the tools to, like, be safe.
Exactly. Starting those conversations early, teaching them about online safety, setting healthy boundaries, being present in their digital lives.
It's like anything else. We teach our kids how to cross the street safely, be responsible with money. It's just another life skill we've got to equip them with.
Couldn't agree more.
So the PDF mentions this thing called a man-in-the-middle attack. And I gotta say, even just the name,
a little creepy.
It sounds like something out of a spy movie. Like someone's, you know, secretly listening in on your conversations or something.
Well, you're not far off. It's basically when someone intercepts communication between two parties.
All right.
Like, say, you and your bank. So they're essentially eavesdropping on your online activity, which can obviously have, you know, serious consequences.
Okay, now I'm officially creeped out. But seriously, what can we do to protect ourselves from, like, the digital spies?
Well, using a VPN, or virtual private network, think of it like creating a secure tunnel for your data to travel through.
Mm-hmm.
Much harder for those eavesdroppers to intercept.
So like adding an extra layer of like encryption to everything you're doing online.
Exactly. And the PDF also talks about looking for websites that use HTTPS encryption. You'll usually see a little padlock icon in the address bar.
Got it. Look for the padlock. You know, what I appreciate about this PDF and honestly these deep dives in general is that you break down these really complicated sounding topics.
You try to.
Into like manageable chunks. Like, I can actually understand this stuff.
That's the goal. Cybersecurity, it doesn't have to be overwhelming, right? With the right information and a little bit of effort, we can all make our digital lives more secure.
It's a lot to take in.
Yeah.
One thing that's really stuck with me, though, is this whole digital footprint idea. It's like, we're leaving these invisible trails everywhere, even when we don't mean to.
It's true. Every click, every search, like you said, it all builds this like massive digital profile of who we are. And sometimes we're not even doing it on purpose, right?
Right.
Those quizzes we take for fun, the apps we connect to our social media adds up.
It really makes you think twice about what you're doing online.
Mm-hmm.
So is the answer to just become like a digital hermit, never click on anything?
Well, thankfully, it's not that drastic. The PDF talks about managing your digital footprint, and it really comes down to being more aware. You know, what are we putting out there? What are we agreeing to share?
Makes sense. So, like, being careful about what we post on social media, what we click on, that kind of thing.
Exactly. And here's something I bet you didn't know. You can actually opt out of a lot of data collection practices.
Wait, really?
Yeah, it just takes a little digging into those website privacy settings.
I'll be honest, I pretty much just click accept without even thinking.
Most of us do. But taking that extra minute to actually see what you're agreeing to can make a big difference.
Wow, good to know.
And here's another proactive step. try out some privacy-focused search engines. Unlike the big names out there, these alternatives don't track your every move.
Interesting. Okay, so I'm already feeling a bit more empowered, you know. It's not just about being scared. It's about having the tools to protect yourself.
Exactly. Knowledge is power. The more we understand about this digital world, the better equipped we are to, you know, navigate it safely. And speaking of the future, the PDF actually touches on some really cool stuff. Things like biometric authentication, AI-powered security, even blockchain for identity protection. It's pretty mind-blowing.
It's like we're stepping into a sci-fi movie. Imagine a world where your online identity is as secure as your DNA. Now that is a future I can get behind.
It's an exciting time to be thinking about cybersecurity. Those technologies are still developing, but the possibilities are amazing.
Okay. Well, I'm feeling a lot more informed and honestly a lot more confident about my own digital security after this deep dive. I'm not going to lie. Some of it was a little intimidating, but I feel empowered to take control.
That's what we like to hear. And remember, cybersecurity is a journey, not a destination. The threats are always going to evolve, but so will the solutions. Stay informed, be proactive, and never stop learning.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And on that note, I think you're going to go update some passwords and check out those privacy-focused search engines we talked about. Thanks for joining me on this digital deep dive. It's been eye-opening.
My pleasure. Stay safe out there.